We look back at the very first basketball champions and highlight some of the best buzzer beaters of the last 100 years. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. If you haven't heard by now, this is the 100th year of the MHSAA. Do you remember who won the very first boys basketball championships way back in 1925, or where those games were played? Well, in 1925, there were three championship games played in Class A, B, and C. The Class A final was played at East Lansing High School. Classes B and C were played at Ann Arbor High School. The first Class D championship was played a year later in 1926. The first Class A title went to Detroit Southeastern. They doubled up Jackson High in the title game, winning 44-22. Southeastern would win it all again in 1926, going back-to-back, but has not won a boys' basketball title since. They were close in 2011 and 2013, losing in the finals both years. Sturgis was the very first Class B champion. Sturgis defeated Lake Linden in the Class B final by a 36-25 score. Sturgis lost the 1926 final in a bid to also be back-to-back champs, but did win a second Class B title in 1945. And in Class C, Jackson St. Mary defeated Three Oaks 23-22 to win the first Class C championship. That was Jackson St. Mary's first and only trip ever to the boys' basketball finals. For more on the MHSAA's first 100 years, be sure to check out MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Boss, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week, plus a bonus one this week. First, Orchard Lake St. Mary's goalie Will Keen. He stopped all 26 shots he faced in a Division III hockey final victory over Cranbrook Kingswood. St. Mary's won 3-0. Flint Powers Catholic's Ethan Haley. His overtime goal sent Powers home winners in the Division II hockey finals. Powers edged Livonia Stevenson 3-2 in OT to win their second title in 3 years. And to Detroit Catholic Central goalie Joe Bedells, he led DCC to a record 6th straight title in Division I as they defeated Howell 4-1 in the title game. Bedells allowed just 3 goals total in 5 playoff games this season. And a bonus 4th game ball to the Heartland Gymnastics team. They finished atop the team standings in Division I to win their first ever team gymnastics title.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a 4-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
When watching a college or NBA game, the last 2 minutes of the game can seem like it takes forever, especially in recent years where more and more judgment calls made by officials are subject to instant replay. At the high school level, video is not used to make a ruling or confirm or overturn a call made during the course of the contest. The only time video review is used in basketball at the high school level is at the MHSAA semifinal and final games. In these games, video review can be used only to determine if a shot was released in time at the end of the fourth quarter or overtime, or if that shot was a 2-point or 3-point field goal attempt. The MHSAA believes that this very limited use of replay in these games at the very end of the tournament series in boys and girls basketball is the right call.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. Everyone loves a buzzer beater this time of year, unless you're on the wrong end of one. Lansing Sexton beat Charlotte in a Division II regional final this year on a 50-footer from Keyshawn Somerville. But what about buzzer beaters that win an MHSAA championship? There's been a few on the boys' side, including one that gave Lansing Sexton the 1959 Class A title. Bob Davis hit one that bounced on the rim twice before dropping, giving Sexton an 80-79 win over Hamtramck in overtime. 1986 saw maybe the most famous buzzer beater in MHSAA history. Chris Coles hit one from 55 feet at the buzzer, giving Buena Vista a 33-32 Class B win over Flint Beecher. Head over to our YouTube channel to see those shots and other buzzer beaters from 100 years of the MHSAA Boys Basketball Finals. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.